And what's the difference between an Irish potato and a sweet potato?
Well, actually, an Irish potato is not sweet, and a sweet potato is sweet. Mm-hmm. There's a difference in the color.
Yeah. Have you ever heard a sweet potato called anything else? Have you used any other name for it?
In preparation of them, I've heard them called yams, candy yams.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, a special way of preparing them.
Okay.
But I don't think I've heard them called anything other than sweet potato.
Would you call them one thing if they came in a can, and another thing if you bought them with the skin still on them and they're raw?
No, that'd be canned sweet potatoes, or just be regular sweet potatoes.
What's something with a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes, and you grow it in the garden, you might eat it instead?
Oh, onions. I love them, too.
I do, too. What are the little fresh ones that you eat in salads and sometimes cook up as a vegetable?
Oh, shallots. That's what my grandfather used to raise.
Mm-hmm.
He called them shallots. My wife called them spring onions.
Oh, is that the same thing?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the slimy vegetable that's particularly southern that you can either fry or you
can
boil?
Okra. Yeah. I like it, too.
Mm-hmm. And do you like vegetable soup?
I love vegetable soup.
What sort of vegetables do you like to see go in a vegetable soup?
All of them.
Such as?
Oh, tomatoes, beans, butter beans particularly. I like okra, potatoes, and onions. It's good in there too. I love onions. And two girls never care for it. And I like my vegetables seen with some kind of meat, beef or pork, isn't it?
What's the kind of what's the kind of vegetable that comes in large leafy heads and sometimes they smell kind of high?
Oh, cabbage.
And if you had some very large ones, you might say, these black are very big.
These cabbage heads are real big.
Mm-hmm.
Large ones.
If you didn't use the word head after cabbage, if you ever say it this way, you might say, these black are very big.
These cabbage are very big.
Okay. When you want to get beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to what?
Shell them.
Okay. What different kind of beans do you have? Different kind of beans that you grow in your garden.
Oh, butter beans,
mm-hmm.
String beans, peas, sugar peas, sugar butter beans.
Do you shell most of these?
All of those you shell except the string beans.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a yellow type of string bean? Have you ever had one?
No, I've seen them, but I've never had any.
What would you call those?
They call them string beans, but they have a certain name for them, mm-hmm. And I don't know what it is.
And the kind of bean, once again, you said you don't shell is what?
It's a string bean or pole bean.
Mm-hmm. If you take the tops of turnips and cook them without the roots, you say you're making a mess of what?
Turnip salad.
What about if you take mustard and cook it? In a pot, you say you're making a mess of what?
Mustard salad. It's still a salad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like my mustard and turnips and others grown together and mix it when I cook it.
What all would you like in it? Cook together?
Yeah, the three or four different kinds of greens.
Such as?
Like your mustard and your, is it tripe and your turnips and greens and there's another one I can't think of right now, but they're all
collards.
Mm-mm. No, not collards. No.
I don't know.
No collards.
What did you say about it? You said tripe.
Yeah.
I've never heard that referred to as green.
It's just like it's just almost like a salad except that it's. Leaves are fringed a little bit like around the edge, like mustard.
Mm-hmm. I love mustard.
The leaves get a little larger than mustard, too.